Hey y'all, this is Laura Lee Kapp, a Solutions Manager with Managed Outsource Solutions. Today, I'd like to go over 8 best tips to optimize pain management, medical billing, and coding. Chronic pain is one of the most significant health problems in the United States, costing the nation billions of dollars in lost work time and productivity and reduced quality of life. It is estimated that between 11 and 40% of U.S. adults are living with chronic pain. Pain medicine specialists focus on providing patient-centered care and coordinated care. They also have to deal with increased scrutiny from insurance companies, changing codes, expanding prior authorization requirements, cut in fee schedules, and increased patient financial responsibility. Partnering with a pain management medical coding company is a practical strategy to optimize revenue cycle management. In fact, understanding the fundamentals of pain management, medical billing, and coding is essential to optimize these processes. Know the rules of pain management billing. Like other medical specialties, pain management billing and coding has its own set of challenges. To obtain proper reimbursement for services rendered, practices need to ensure that staff are equipped with the right tools and necessary information. Here are 8 tips to optimize pain management, medical billing, and coding. Know the billing guidelines. It is crucial for practices to stay up to date with CPT code changes. Physicians perform a range of needle procedures and need to be knowledgeable about how to use the relevant codes on claims. Let's take a look at trigger point injection coding. The following information is from a recent Medicare article. Acupuncture is reported with CPT codes 97810 through 97814. Starting January 21st, 2020, Medicare covers all types of acupuncture, including dry needling for chronic low back pain within specific guidelines in accordance with national coverage determination. There are specific rules for coding trigger point injections and injections of tendon sheath, ligament, ganglion cysts, carpal and tarsal tunnels. Code 20552 is used for injection of one or two muscle groups, and 20553 for three or more muscle groups. Only one of these codes can be billed per session. The number of services for either code is 1, regardless of the number of injections at any individual site and the number of sites. Other trigger point injections include 20560 and or 20561 for dry needling, 20550 injections for the tendon sheath and ligament, 20551 tendon origin insertion, and 28899 unilateral procedure of the foot or toe. Regardless of the number of sites, trigger point injections must be billed on only one line. Multiple injections per day at the same site are considered one injection and should be coded with one unit of service. Likewise, there are many codes for injections of tendon sheath, ligament, ganglion cysts, and carpal and tarsal tunnels. Providers must also use the right ICD-10 codes to indicate diagnosis. There are extensive ICD-10 guidelines on how different types of pain management should be reported and the code sequencing process. CMS has proposed new HCPCS codes and evaluation for chronic pain management and treatment services for 2023. Another change that will impact pain management practices effective January 1st, 2023 is revised coding and updated guidelines for category of other EM visits. Ensure proper documentation. Providers must compile all necessary documentation as errors and missing information will lead to denials. The patient's medical record must contain documentation that fully supports the medical necessity for services. Include anesthesia records, the operation and procedure report stating laterally, H&P reports, documents supporting diagnosis codes and service items billed such as results of patient diagnostic tests or procedures, documentation to support CPT code and modifier billed, documentation to support national coverage determination, local coverage determination, and etc. With detailed accurate documentation, coder can assign the correct codes and modifiers. Stay up to date on Medicare and private payer guidelines. When submitting medical claims, practices need to get the codes right and also apply the right rules. A major mistake a practice can make in applying Medicare rules to all payers. As Medicare and private payer reporting guidelines vary, practices must stay up to date. Private payers may have different rules from Medicare or global bundling, coverage, and modifier usage. Private payer websites provide payment policies and provider manuals on their websites. Coding requirements for Medicare are available on the CMS website and the Medicare Claims Processing Manual. Local coverage determinations and national coverage determination. One example where payer rules differ is acupuncture. Medicare covers acupuncture, but only for chronic low back pain. CMS defines chronic low back pain as that which lasts 12 weeks or longer, is nonspecific in that it has no identifiable systemic cause, not associated with metastatic, inflammatory, or infectious disease. It is not associated with surgery and is not associated with pregnancy. When billing acupuncture for chronic low back pain, check payer rules individually or check the physician payer contract to see if they cover acupuncture for low back pain. An AAPC article recommends obtaining a single advanced beneficiary notice of non-coverage, ABN, for Medicare patients scheduled for acupuncture for their low chronic back pain. A pending modifier GA waiver of liability statement issued as a requirement by payer policy individual case to an acupuncture codes as appropriate will indicate an ABN has been obtained. No fluoroscopy billing rules. Fluoroscopy is part of a radiological supervision and interpretation procedure, including but not limited to most spinal, endoscopic, and injection procedures, and should not be reported separately. However, there are separate fluoroscopic guideline codes 77002 for non-spinal, which may be reported separately for peripheral joint, ligament, and bursa, hip, shoulder, and iliolumbar ligament, torch, bursa, and such. Assign modifiers correctly. When reporting services and procedures, providers must use the correct modifiers. Here are some examples of modifiers used for Medicare. Modifier 50, bilateral procedure, indicates that bilateral procedure was performed in the same session. Before applying this modifier, the coder should check the CPT code definition to confirm that bilateral is not included in its descriptor. When injecting a psoriatic joint bilaterally, apply modifier 50. Modifier 59, distinct procedural service, identifies procedures or services that are not usually reported together. This modifier indicates that a procedure is separate and distinct from another procedure on the same day of service. Modifier 59 may be applied to indicate the following: different sessions or encounter on the same date of service, different procedure distinct from the first procedure, different anatomic site, and separate incision, excision, injury, or body part. Report injection of separate sites, like tendon sheath, ligament, or ganglion cyst, during the same encounter on a separate line of coding and append modifier 59. LT, left side, and RT, right side, when injecting a sclerotic joint unilaterally, may be modified. LT or RT as appropriate. Appropriate modifier application depends on the particulars of the claim and the payer's preferences. An article from California Medical Association notes that Medicare and many commercial payers, proper application of modifier 50 increases reimbursement to 150% of the allowable fee schedule payment for code to which the modifier is appended. Insurance verification. Verifying the patient's insurance coverage and benefits prior to the date of service is crucial to avoid denials and receive payment for services. With proper insurance verification services, providers can check whether the patient's current coverage details, services are covered, and deductibles are met before providing treatment. Prior authorizations. Physicians must obtain advanced approval from a health plan before a specific pain management service is delivered to the patient to qualify for payment coverage. For instance, pain medications and interventional pain procedures require prior authorizations. The process of obtaining these approvals can be a big headache for pain medicine physicians and patients, as it is best done with the right support. Ensure that limitations on approved procedures are not exceeded. If the number of procedures performed exceeds the limit prescribed, the visits may be disallowed. AAPC references Mary Falbo, MBA, CPC, and CEO of Millennium Healthcare Consulting, Inc. in Lansdale, PA, as saying, Medicare patients will be limited to no more than 20 acupuncture sessions a year. Treatment must be stopped if a patient shows signs that they are not improving or are regressing. The best way to optimize pain management, billing, and coding is to outsource this task to an experienced medical billing and coding service provider. Leading companies are well equipped with professional expertise and resources to help pain management practices submit accurate claims and maximize reimbursement.